Unit 13, page 199. Read.
Stories of a New Generation of Immigrants. Posted on March 21, 2016, by Alicia Arish. Leave a comment. Immigrant Voices, 21st Century Stories is one of the best books that I've ever read. The stories which editors Achio Bejas and Megan Bales selected for the anthology are powerful. They offer a compelling view into the lives of the current generation of immigrants to the United States. Of the 18 stories in the book, my personal favorite is Absence. Absence is about Wari, a painter from Lima, Peru. His experiences illustrate many of the issues immigrants encounter. As he walks on the streets of New York, Wari is excited about the newness around him. But he is alone. The people who he loves are in Lima, and he is unable to communicate with almost everyone he meets because he doesn't speak English. Most importantly, he wonders if he is still an artist. After all, his paint, brushes, and pencils are among the things he left in Peru. Wari's problems began at the U.S. Embassy in Lima, where he went for a visa. Wari had an invitation from an American university to exhibit his paintings. His plan was to get a 3-month visa, which he could use for a double purpose. He hoped to show his artwork and also to have enough time to make a decision about whether to remain in the United States. Instead of 3 months, he received a visa for only 1 month, but he continued preparing for the day when he would fly from Lima to Miami and on to New York. When he got to Miami, an immigration officer said Wari didn't have enough money to stay in the United States for 1 month and reduced his visa to just 2 weeks. When Absence ends on the evening of Wari's art exhibit, the big questions remain unanswered. Is Wari ready for life outside of Peru? Will he lose his connection to the place where he grew up? Will he experience poverty and loneliness as he struggles with life in a new country? My grandfather, with whom I have a close relationship, came to the United States as a young man. Maybe because of him, I feel connected to the people whose stories I read in Immigrant Voices. However, I'm certain this is a book that you'll be interested in, too. Once you start reading, you won't put it down.